time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
In keeping with the CDC COVID-19 guidelines, please social distance yourself 6 feet from your speakers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there. Grab your stretchy pants. You know, do we really have to tell anyone to grab their stretchy pants?
Well, if you should have told me sooner, I'm wearing jeans today and I'm suffocating in them.
Everyone is wearing stretchy pants.
Not today. And I can't breathe too well. There, I feel a little better. I popped the button.
Okay. Speaking of popping, pop an antacid and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Sweets for my sweets, sugar for my honey. Your tasty kiss thrills me so. Sweets for my sweets, sugar for my honey. I'll never ever let you go.
And this segment is Syrupy Sweet.
Nancy and I have become desperate for entertainment during this COVID-19 crisis.
We have.
Oh, no kidding.
I'll go to a doctor just to get out of the house.
Just to see somebody.
Just like I did today to get the stitches out of my chin here.
TV is really wonderful.
Oh, that's so boring, too.
Nancy is convinced that she is qualified to be a doctor after watching so many episodes of the Untold Stories of the ER on TV. And she actually is getting pretty good at diagnosing stuff.
I know, aren't I?
Yeah, somebody comes into the emergency room with this particular ailment. Oh, yeah, give him this. Mm. Oh, he has when the lung collapses, that subdural hematoma or something. And wow, you're getting good at that.
Thank you, my love.
Our Saturday night is a biggie, though. I look forward to this. And I really do look forward to this.
Do you really?
Yeah. At 6 o'clock, the Three Stooges are on. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then followed by Svengoolie. And his show is reruns, but nobody can tell because the movies are from like 1952.
Black and white, a lot of them.
Ah, they're the best.
Yeah, we just pop a big bowl of popcorn each.
Yeah.
Smothered in non-fattening, non-cholesterol butter.
Yeah.
So that it drips off your fingers and you have to go.
But that's all right, because all the salt we put on accounts.
No, you're the salt freak, not me.
We also learned from our grandchildren the importance of checking Facebook constantly.
I do this. I don't.
I check it constantly.
It in the morning. That's it.
But actually, this came in handy.
It did.
Because we learned from being in the Wildflower Lake Neighbors Group, which is a little Facebook group in Del Webb, about a new restaurant in Algonquin called Syrup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Syrupy Sweet.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
See how it all comes
together. It all comes together, full circle. This restaurant is in the location that previously housed the Colonial Cafe. The new owners gave it a much-needed facelift. They left the layout the same, but transformed it into an upscale, modern farmhouse venue. The interior is bright and fresh and would make a rainy day seem cheerful. However, there is no sign of the old kitchen sink sundae. I always wanted to try one, but we wouldn't be able to eat it, you and I.
Didn't our son actually eat one of those?
No, we never took him there.
Oh, he wanted one, didn't he?
Eventually, yeah, when he came out here one time, but he says, no, not with all these kids. That one's got a cold. That one's not feeling good.
Okay.
So we weren't going to sit there and dig in.
See, I had my chance. I should have went for it while I could.
Yeah, you should have. Because I have to admit, Colonial Cafe made very good sundaes.
They did. Yes,
they did. That's what we went for.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we had it. Because we don't have any Oberweis ice cream places around here close.
There's none on Randall Road, really?
Yeah, really far down in Elgin. We're talking, you know, where we used to live in Hoffman Estates, right down the street, basically, on Schaumburg. And Roselle was, you know, our Oberweis. Now, we used to frequent it many, many, many times. I was in a punch group. You know, they punched my card.
Oh, I thought people just punched you.
No.
For wanting to go over Oberweis so often. Mm. Hey, but look on the bright side. We have a Dairy Mart out here.
Yes, we do.
So, okay.
And I'm getting a taste for that because we haven't been there in so many months.
I know.
I need a dipped cone. Chocolate dipped. Oh, God, yes. Okay, Kirianne, I'm getting hungry.
We shouldn't do this show when you're hungry, should we?
No, we shouldn't, should we?
Syrup offers a huge menu with 11 breakfast categories, each offering several entrees to choose from. It is big.
It is.
Nancy's blonde brain was about to explode with all of the little choices that she had.
I know, and there was a lot of them.
But after carefully narrowing it down to a dozen or so choices, she decided on the Funky Monkey French Toast for $10.50.
Yeah, that's my old standby.
You do like the French toast.
I do like the banana bread French.
You like
the banana bread French toast.
You do like French cooking.
And I love when people talk French to me.
Tish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
Exactly. This was homemade banana bread, cinnamon sautéed bananas, with a Ghirardelli sea salt caramel drizzle, topped with whipped cream and chopped pecans. Boy, that health kick is really working out for you, isn't it? Wow.
Not to mention the diet.
Boy, oh boy. Like I said before, banana bread French toast is one of your favorites, and this version spoiled you for
forever and ever and ever. I think it did forever and ever.
The platter had four thick slices of banana bread French toast with a quarter of banana placed beside each slice.
Mm-hmm.
The presentation was pretty, and the taste was, in her words, OMG, to die for.
It was. I let you take a taste of it. And it was. You said was that caramelized banana did it.
It was kind of like a Bananas Foster, almost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, now I'm starting to drool. Jim also had a problem choosing his entree today. After much deliberation, he went with the mini waffle flight for $12. This was a sampling of their four waffles: raspberry mascarpone, chocolate chip bacon,
ooh,
Maui, and bonanza.
Bonanza.
Banana,
like banana.
Yeah, bonanza. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of these were decadent and delicious, but Jim and I both decided, after I had it take a taste, that the chocolate chip bacon was the all-star of the flight. And with all that sugar, we're ready for takeoff.
Really?
Wow.
Here again, I was on a health kick that day. But, you know, I mean, well, chocolate-covered bacon is the best.
Yeah.
Remember how crazy people looked at me when you used to go to a buffet and they had the chocolate fountain?
And then you would take the bacon from the breakfast bar.
Right.
Over to the chocolate fountain.
And people would look at me like I'm some sort of a Martian or something.
And you would let it drizzle all over it.
And then I say, try it.
You'll like it.
And you'd be surprised how many people started doing it and loved it.
Mm.
It's the best.
It is. Well, it's sweet and it's salty.
That's right.
Sweet and salty is really good.
If all of this light and healthy food was not enough. Boy. Nancy and I had to share their billion-dollar bacon. Speaking of bacon, $6 as a side.
Oh, my God.
This was four slices of thick-cut hickory smoked bacon, baked with brown sugar and sprinkled with a specialty spice blend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have never had bacon like this. It wasn't too sweet, and there was a hint of a little bit of heat in their spices that made this bacon totally awesome.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee you, if you try it, you will like it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not just like regular candied bacon. It's different.
And just that little heat. You could see that there was like a little bit of something, you know, juice on the bottom, like, of the plate. And it had, like, the cayenne coloring.
A little red like cayenne.
Orangey red. And so you know there's something there, but it's not powerful.
Mm-mm.
It's just a hint. And oh, God, was it good.
It was good.
Oh, man. No, hold on. Oh, this is going to be clean up in Studio A pretty soon because Nancy's drooling.
Boy.
This restaurant had a radically different homemade syrup. Oh, my God.
I forgot about that.
They mixed warm maple syrup and buttermilk together to make a mixture that is delicious and had a slight butterscotch taste.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like butterscotch, but oh God, I could just drink it, all by itself.
It was really good.
It was addicting, and we wanted to take it home with us.
And surprisingly, that was probably the least sweet thing that we ate that day.
It was.
It was really good. But fire up your sweet tooth. This is a must-try restaurant for breakfast or lunch. In all fairness, they do offer savory items like their 5-egg omelets. Seriously?
I know.
Five-egg omelets?
Who can eat 5 eggs?
I'd give it a heck of a go, though.
Yeah, but you're going to go there for the specialty stuff.
I know. And they have a lunch menu also. Instead of the hand sanitizer at the door, they should have insulin shots available walking out because of all of the syrupy, sweet goodness.
Yeah, they should. Man, I had a little sugar buzz that day, and my diabetes probably was a little higher than it should be, the numbers.
I mean, I have a big sweet tooth. You know that.
Oh, God, yes.
I really have a big sweet tooth. And that took care of me for all day. I didn't touch a piece of candy, nothing. I was good.
A cookie, nothing.
I was just in a...
The total price for our sticky syrupy adventure was $37.09. Satisfying our sweet tooth? Priceless.
Mmm, so good and tasty.
That's kind of creepy.
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked.
Are you?
A chocolate bacon waffle and candied bacon. Come on, I'm in heaven. What's not to like? Really? Come on.
Oh,
what is your take, Tits?
I think next time I'd want my own bacon order because it was so good.
Fine with me.
But it's expensive.
I don't care. I'm worth it.
I don't think so.
I do.
Oh, okay. My take, well, my sugar buzz lasted all day, I have to admit. I got clammy. That's what happens when I eat too much sugar. I get a little clammy, and I'm a little more jittery, and it lasted.
It's like having a cup of black coffee and then having about 4 Krispy Kremes. You really get toasted.
I don't know. I don't eat Krispy Kremes. They're too sweet.
Basically the same thing.
That's just like you.
Yeah.
Although I was almost in a diabetic coma, I wanted to drink that buttermilk syrup to wash down the candied bacon. And if I could have brought it home somehow, somewhere in my purse, next time I know to bring a bottle with me, I'd bring home that syrup.
We do not condone stealing the syrup from syrup restaurant. We do not condone that.
Well, if they give it to me, I'm going to put it in my bottle. They don't give you that much. They should just bottle it up and sell it.
They should.
Because it's so good.
Why don't you give them the particulars before the police come to the door, babe?
Syrup. 2555 Bunker Hill Drive, Algonquin, 60102. Phone number is 847-458-6600. The website is www.eatatsyrup.com. Directions? Take 47 north to Algonquin Road, east to Randall Road, south to Bunker Hill Drive, west to restaurant. Estimated travel time? About 20 minutes. But I can't be positive with all that construction yet on Algonquin and Randall.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's good. Yeah.
If you know the back roads into it, use that. That's better for you.
I think that construction's getting worse.
I know.
What are they doing over there?
I don't know. It looks like they were putting on Algonquin Road itself. It looks like just like their medians to put grass and trees or something.
I don't know.
If that's what they're doing and they wrecked it for a whole year already, they should have forgotten it.
I guess Algonquin wasn't built in a day, I guess.
Yeah, maybe not. So, what can I say?
Anywho, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM on your listening dial, WHRULP.
We put you in WHRU. And so, my love.
Yes.
Did we have any letters this week?
I'm pretty sure we did. We always get one.
Yeah. We get something from somebody all the time.
Somebody's complaining about something usually. But anyway, okay, here we go. Let's check.
You have mail.
Oh, thank you, Elvira. You know, I'm surprised we got her this close to Halloween.
I know.
That's the one busy time of the year, but she was gracious enough to come in the studio and just say that.
I know. Thank you, Elvira.
Thank you. Bye.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yes, we did. We got a letter from Florencio about La Marisquera in East Dundee. M-A-R-I-S-K, Marisquera. La Imascara.
In East Dundee.
We're going to check that out. We need a good Mexican place. So, yeah, we're going to check that out. In East Dundee. Thank you, Florencio, for that. And as always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
And we all know that Jim will make things up. Yes, you do. If you need some information and there's not enough, you make things up.
Hey, I got to kill 10 more minutes. Come on. Give me a break.
So here he is with Mr. Know-It-All.
Yes, I am Mr. Know-It-All. It is a gift I have.
No, God.
Yes, I will attempt to share some of my vast knowledge with our listening public.
Oh, get off.
I am Mr. Know-It-All.
We do know that.
Yes, I am.
Even if you don't know, you think you know and you say it fact.
This proves my point. If you say something with enough conviction, people will believe it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On to my first story that is absolutely true. but actually, this is from CNN, so it is true.
Oh, okay.
Taco Bell is now selling its own custom wine.
Taco Bell has a liquor license?
In Canada, they do.
Oh.
Everyone knows that there's tons of cheese on Taco Bell's menu, so wine to go with all this cheese is perfect. So they're coming out with their jalapeno noir wine.
Jalapeno noir?
Or jalapeno noir, as I would say.
Wow.
And it said it's perfectly paired with our toasty cheese chalupa. And this wine is made in an Ontario, Canada vineyard, which everyone knows that Ontario, Canada is a wine capital of the world. So everybody knows that. That they're known for their fine wine.
Oh, gosh.
And it goes for $19 a bottle.
Wow.
I know.
I can get Ripple.
So you may want to...
Boone Farm.
On your next trip to Canada, you may want to check that out. I'm sure it's for a limited time only, but whatever.
$19? Wow.
Man sues McDonald's for $1.5 million after finding a bone in his McNugget.
That's really chicken?
No.
That's real chicken?
No, I'm sorry. I have a problem with this story. Because aren't those nuggets all formed from this pink goop or something that's similar to chicken or whatever it is? Or chicken?
I don't know. All I know is they're formed.
Well, anyway, this particular individual, he ordered some McDonald's McNuggets and they were delivered to his house.
Delivered?
Yeah, he went with these food delivery places.
Oh.
Which is too lazy to go to McDonald's, really.
I know. Yeah. Drive through. Come on.
Well, anyway, while chewing on a chicken nugget, I won't mention his name, alleges he experienced unbearable jaw pain. He claims he then pulled out a bone roughly half inch long.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
No. I don't think so. McNuggets are just all mushy.
He claims a dentist discovered micro cracks in his tooth during an appointment after the alleged incident. I don't know. He just wants
to get his tooth fixed for nothing.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, no, there's no bones in McNuggets.
Well, maybe there is chicken in McNuggets. I don't know. I honestly can't say and get in trouble that there isn't chicken in McNuggets, but I don't eat them because I don't need things that are formed into different shapes.
Well, this is scary.
What?
Did you ever wonder why your mouth burns when you eat raw pineapple?
Have you ever noticed that? I don't notice that.
Check it out next time you eat. It's only raw pineapple.
Okay.
Fresh raw pineapple. There is an enzyme called bromelain, and it's in a raw pineapple, and that enzyme digests proteins. And basically, it's digesting the tender skin inside of your mouth.
It's eating away in my mouth?
Uh-huh. They use this compound as a meat tenderizer.
Really?
Oops, that's in a pineapple.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I never noticed it burn in my mouth, and I eat fresh fruit.
Yeah, well.
You. What do you mean? Fruit and greens like salad. I don't think so.
Well, I have
If it's healthy for you, you don't eat it.
I have that, what you talked about, Nurse Nancy, with that one phobia where it's a fear of green vegetables.
I know.
It's called vegophobia or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has to come from the useless item of the day.
Okay.
It is a bacon clothesline.
Bacon clothesline?
Yes. I'll show a picture of it here. It's basically a wooden contraption with a wire between it, and you hang your bacon.
Oh, it's like hanging out with your laundry.
It's called a bacon clothesline, which is really stupid. Let the grease drip on this board. And you get six of them for $109.99 in Amazon.
Does the bacon come with it?
No bacon.
No.
There's only one left in stock.
Are you kidding me?
No, you may want to order quickly.
No, that's okay.
But you get six of them for that price, so you and your whole family can hang their bacon on this. You know, you think Mr. Know-It-All, it's easy for Mr. Know-It-All to find all this information. Do you think? It's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Last one. Oh, the last one actually is a good one.
Oh, I saw this one.
We saw this on TV, and I wish I could buy some of these. They're called hot chocolate bombs. Now, if you're familiar with a bath bomb, I'm not. I don't know what that is.
I bought them for our daughter. I don't take a bath.
Seriously, it's these things you throw in a bathtub and they dissolve and do something to the bath water. Well, some genius came up with a hot chocolate bomb. What it is, it's a round ball of chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and you put it in your cup. You pour hot milk over it, like for hot chocolate. The chocolate dissolves inside of this. Is little mini marshmallows and some cocoa powder.
Mm-hmm.
So when this thing dissolves, all you do is stir it and you got instant hot chocolate. It is the coolest thing.
Do you know how much it is?
No, because it's sold out everywhere.
Really?
I mean, Amazon is sold out, Kohl's is sold out, everybody, it's just gone.
Everything. I'd like to try one.
I know.
Because I like
too.
Hot chocolate.
I think it is so cool. And especially when you watch it all dissolve and all of a sudden little marshmallows pop out.
Yeah, it was cute. We saw it.
It was genius.
It was a genius idea.
Go America. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Sweet mama sleeps, sugar from a honey. Your tasty kiss tells me so. Sweet mama sleeps, sugar from a honey. I'll never ever let you go.
If you want it, that's that shines so brightly. To match the stardust in your eyes. Darling, I would chase that bright star nightly. And try to steal it from the sky. Cause I would give sweets for my sweets. Sugar for my honey. Your tasty kiss thrills me so. Sweets for my sweets. Sugar for my honey. I'll never ever let you go. And if you needed a dream to keep you smiling, I'll tell the Sandman you were blue.
Sugar for my.